Ian. He's gotta be here. Jesse chats up one of the brothers beside a pair of inflatable palm trees. I should be helping him win this guy's interest, but I'm more interested in finding Brad than pledging. He didn't respond to my text last night, but I won't be dissuaded. The sex was too hot for me to believe he didn't feel something, but I can understand why he might not want to admit it.
"This is Ian," Jesse says.
The brother extends his hand and offers a smile. My gaze drifts down his ripped body to the tight Speedo he's wearing for the beach-themed party. Considering how little everyone else is wearing, I figure Jesse was right when he suggested I abandon the sleeveless tee.
"Hi, Ian. I'm Tad. So, you guys are interested in pledging Alpha Theta Mu?"
"We're definitely considering it," I say, though I can't hide my disinterest because I keep glancing around him. Through my periphery, I notice Jesse glaring at me. He'll be here, so I need to chill the fuck out. But he's been my primary distraction since our encounter at orientation.
"What makes you think you're brother material?" Tad asks.
The look in his eyes suggests he enjoys his superiority over us. The question is absurd. Everyone who's anyone wants to pledge Alpha Theta Mu. This is the fraternity of some of the most successful political leaders and entrepreneurs in the country. The Atlanta chapter is legendary for its prestigious alumni, which provides enough money that the fraternity can make college life for members one of the most memorable experiences of their lives, as well as provide a Rolodex of networking opportunities that lead to some of the highest paid careers on the market.
"Ian," Jesse says, "started a nonprofit organization at our high school."
My cheeks warm. It wasn't something I would have brought up. Tad's interest is clearly piqued as he asks,
"Oh, really? What sort of nonprofit?"